A banana that for years has stirred controversy in the art world, sold for $6.2 million, with fees at Sotheby's Contemporary Art Auction Wednesday night. It became what is arguably the most expensive fruit in the world, though it will likely be tossed in a couple of days. The banana is the star of a 2019 conceptual artwork, Comedian, by noted prankster Maurizio Catalan, which is intended to be duct-taped onto the wall. It comes with a certificate of authenticity and installation instructions for owners to replace the banana, if they wish, whenever it rots. 5 minutes of rapid bidding ended when Chinese-born crypto entrepreneur Justin Sun placed the winning bid, besting six other rivals, which experts said was a sign that even a struggling market would spend big on spectacle. Returns in the market have been flat or decreasing over the last decade, said Michael Moses, who tracks the investment potential of artworks for clients. It's a fascinating asset because you can get so much joy from it that people are willing to accept lower returns. Joy is not something to be messed with. Indeed, Sun said in a statement that the Catalan work represents a cultural phenomenon that bridges the worlds of art, memes, and the cryptocurrency community. Sun, who watched the auction from Hong Kong, added that in the coming days, I will personally eat the banana as part of this unique artistic experience, honoring its place in both art history and popular culture. On a phone call, he predicted that since the election of Donald Trump and a rise in the value of cryptocurrencies, I think we are still going to see strong art buying from the crypto community. The Catalan artwork first appeared at Art Basel Miami Beach, where Perutine Gallery sold three editions of Comedian for $120,000 to $150,000 each. But the crowds proved so disruptive that the gallery eventually took the banana out of the booth after a performance artist, David Datuna, ripped it off the wall and ate it. At Sotheby's, the banana returned with an estimate between $1 million and $1.5 million, but the final hammer price, $5.2 million, plus auction house fees, for a total of $6.2 million, sextupled its low estimate. The work became a media sensation, appearing on the cover of the New York Post. Some critics were more generous than the tabloids. Writing in the New York Times, Jason Farrago explained that the title Comedian is ironic for Mr. Catalan. Like all the best clowns, is a tragedian who makes our certainties as slippery as a banana peel. Back then, the artist said he conceived of his work as a satirical jab at market speculation, asking the question, on what basis does an object acquire value in the art system? In a recent email interview, he added that the auction will be the apex of its career. I'm eager to see what the answers will be. The actual banana taped to the wall of Sotheby's on Wednesday evening was bought earlier in the day from a nearby fruit stand on the Upper East Side of Manhattan for 35 cents. Running the stand was a man from Bangladesh who did not give his name and said that he was not aware that one of his bananas was selling for several thousand times its original price. I bet the Sotheby's staff absolutely can't wait to stop having to listen to banana jokes and pretend like it's the first time they heard them, said art advisor David Norman. It has to be excruciating. Catalan, 64, who in 2016 installed a solid gold toilet in a bathroom at the Guggenheim Museum and once duct-taped his own dealer to the wall of a gallery, has often criticized the art market, saying auctions are unfair to artists, who do not generally stand to benefit, except in publicity. What bothers me is that after the first sale, the artist no longer profits as the work changes hands, he said in an interview. Auction houses and collectors reap the benefits, while the creator, who makes the very object driving the market, is left out. Moses, the financial analyst, said that buying the banana would be a risky bet from an investment perspective. Few artworks dealing in shock value have seen positive returns on repeat auction sales. The buyer needs to be bulking up on joy utility, because it's not clear to me that this will be an addition to wealth utility, he said.